Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm excellent. A lot of interest in the meeting today, Festival Stakes, Starlight and everything like that, and horses that are just heading far and wide and horses that are probably spelling or coming back into work at Godolphin for the autumn ahead.
Yeah, that's quite right. You know, not too far away to start gearing some horses up for the autumn carnival. Some plans are already underway to be discussed and put in place. So you're quite right. Not least to mention the Magic Millions are just around the corner.
Mm. Yeah. Good morning.
Ray. Just on that point, because I actually thought about it last night because you were there last year and bought. Are you keen to get a runner in to the 2-year-old race?
Yeah, we'd love to. I don't think this will be the year, but we've got a filly there that might run in the Wyong Magic Millions next, and we'll see how she goes.
Is that Exhilarates, James?
That's right.
Yeah, she's an improving type. So
she was a bit unlucky not to get up last week. But,
yeah.
Yeah, she looks like she's come through it well.
Yep, no, we'll look forward to her. James, the 2-year-old team is going really well at the moment. We saw Tissot last week. He really made a statement, and he was in the paddock by Monday morning.
Yeah, that's right. Look, he's just having some problems now, and we'll gear him up to be ready to go in February next year.
Okay. Well, will he concentrate on a Sydney prep? Is that the thinking with Tissot?
Yeah, that's the thinking that we've got at the moment.
Okay, James, you have scratched Kamichi, but you still have a first starter in the 2-year-old opener this afternoon, a Lonro filly called Aetheri, who may not have run brilliant time in her Rose Hill trial win, but geez, she's a lovely mover.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful action, and you know she's not a strong, imposing 2-year-old filly, but mm-hmm. But she's got a good style. She's got a bit of natural speed about her, really good closing speed, and I think that whilst this is an even race, I still feel like you're going to need to have a pretty fair 2-year-old to get up and win today, mm-hmm. and it looks like there are some really smart horses there, in that race alone. Horses like Torched, trialled down for Wayne there in Melbourne, looked really good. I've got to be impressed by the win of Stronger on debut. Yep. And Kremeric, well, his first up, second preparation, he's bound to have come on a lot from what we saw, what natural ability we saw from that horse back earlier beforehand in the Breeders' Plate. So look, very, very wary and respectful of the opposition there, but we would love to see Aetheri get up and be competitive today.
Yeah, we say it every week, don't we, James? Even last week when we just had the four runners in the 2-year-old race, the depth of the 2-year-old racing, even in this time of year in Sydney, there's no gimmies.
No, not at all. And it's often this time of year the most exciting race on the card. The 2-year-olds that are there, many of them are on debut. They're coming out of smart trials. They've got lovely pedigree. Seen a lot of them as yearlings, and they're like Christmas present tray. They're all wrapped up. You can shake them and measure them from the outside, but until you take the wraps off,
you just don't know what's inside, do you? I hope we've still got you there, James. In the second two runners, Regimen was very good second up, and Gong's back from some strong racing in Melbourne, and she wasn't beaten all that far last start, so on paper, her form doesn't read that well, but this is the sort of race she could really fire, Gong's.
Yeah, I could see her running a really good race today. She comes out of a respectful performance up the straight against some good fillies, and she drops nicely in weight. Her only two wins come at 1,100 metres, and she's won at this course in distance. So I'd like to see her get back to that, but she's got to sort of reclaim some of that pace she was showing as an early 2-year-old.
Yeah, and Regimen, there is three scratchings, so she comes into gate 11. That's a little awkward, but as I mentioned, that second up run was an eye catcher.
I thought she stormed to the line really well. It was such a fast pace that she was bound to have come on from that. And it was I thought a really nice improvement on a first up effort where she really looked like she was needing the run. So look for her to continue to improve as her preparation keeps unfolding.
Yeah. And then down to race 6, James, and Godolphin has both Duke of Valentinois and Spectroscope in the Festival Stakes, and horses I dare say you're heading towards the Villiers with, and a bit of the cut in the ground this afternoon will suit both of these.
Yeah, that's right. Like Duke of Valentinois has been sort of racing in relatively good form this time in. I thought his run was a little on the flat side on Cup Day. So we decided to freshen him up and bring him to a race like this as a nice prelude into the
Villiers if he's capable. And I've liked the way he's trained going into it. I really like the first up run of Spectroscope at Randwick on the soft. So he's going to enjoy the conditions that he hasn't seen quite a lot of since he first got off the plane in Australia. And then a little luckless last time in a strong 7-furlong race that should have him ready for 1500 today.
Yep. In the Starlight Stakes, you've got a horse in great form, Marsupial. He was terrific at Randwick on Cup Day, running down Tactical Advantage. And his stablemate, Badajoz, who I probably needs to lift, James.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But look, Marsupial is just really flying. He's a horse that looks great. He keeps training well every time we step him out for the gallops, and I'd like to think that he's still on the improve. Mm-hmm. He has won three out of his past seven starts, and I think he's really putting it all together. Looked great on the gallops on the grass on Tuesday morning, and he steps up against stronger opposition again. Invincible Star has to be respected off a freshen up, and look, this would be a good result if he can get up here. But the other horse, Badajoz, I could see him settling a little closer from the inner gate and being ridden for a little bit of luck. But he's training like a horse that's ready to run a better race.
In race eight, James, you brought Revenue and Bojess back from Melbourne, where they're both unplaced. Their form prior to that in Sydney was very good. Revenue, in particular, I think, is bursting to win a race, James.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, he's carried on average these past six starts over 60 kilos. So now that he drops in a harder race over a little further to 55 kilos, you know, I kind of like that for the horse today. He's letting down well, and he was never really in the hunt up the straight there at Flemington, but Willie Buick was pretty confident if I stepped him up 1,300 metres, he'd be hard to beat next time. He actually gave him a better feel than it looked, and we know the horse was knocking on the door with two nice seconds prior to that. I'd expect that horse to go pretty close today. I think he's going to have to do well, though, to hold out Bojess, who was very strong against 50 Stars, and you know, even his stablemate Haunted ran third in the strong 7-furlong race that he competed in last time. He was wide all the way. The blinkers had gone on that day, and I think that with them remaining on from an inner gate, can't help but run well those yesterday.
And down to the last, James, two chances in the last. Drockage, you're bringing back in distance, and might be a fraction short for him, but Gaulois, a lot of good judges have found him today. He was very, very good first up.
He was, yeah. Look, he ran in a race that the tempo, there was just no tempo in it. They just went no gallop at all. But he couldn't have been any better getting to the line really stylishly first up. This is more suitable for the horse up to 1500 metres, and he's a little on trial today to see what sort of race he can get to next time. Hopefully he's good enough to shoulder to the 59 and up against these sort of horses. Run a good race for Hugh and give us the sort of feel that we need. But look, I can appreciate that Sexy Eyes is in very good form, and if he's able to get a nice run, probably settle a little closer than he did first up. He's potentially in for a really good campaign, but he's certainly moving and feeling like a horse that's ready to hit a patch of form.
And just finally, James, one runner at the Valley this afternoon. Will you run Demolition from the wide barrier?
I will run Demolition. Last time I checked, it's nearly a world record of scratchings in that race.
Okay.
About nine out of it. So
that'll help him. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll run him. His second jump out was really quite eye catching, and we like the way the horse is. We really like the way the horse is going. So can run a very bold race fresh, that horse.
Terrific. Look, James, the stable's had a great first 4 months of the new season, and let's hope that winning momentum continues today. Thanks for joining us, James.